Hello, my name is Tracy Sinclair and I would like to welcome you to this podcast for the AAT on Building Rapport. This podcast is part of a mini-series around the subject of customer care and customer service. Recognising customers' moods and feelings. A conversation is a two-way exchange of information, normally with one person speaking while the other listens and vice versa. During an average conversation, you can expect to spend about half of your time listening. Learning to listen actively is an important skill that can really make a difference to building good customer relations. When you fail to listen properly, you may misinterpret what is being said or lose the thread of the conversation. You may jump to conclusions or misunderstand the speaker's real problem or concern. You may make an inappropriate response or give the wrong information. Or you may interrupt the flow of the conversation and possibly make the speaker feel angry, hurt, or confused. So we need to learn to play the detective. Although you hear with your ears, you listen with your mind. Clear your mind of distractions and make a real effort to enter into what the customer is saying. This is vital if you are to recognise and understand your customer's moods and feelings. Active listening takes place at three levels. 1. Thinking. This means listening to the customer's words, phrases, and sentences. 2. Feeling. This involves listening for the emotions behind the words. For example, the feelings that go with what is being said. As a detective, you will note voice, volume, tone, and hesitation, for example. And the third is intent. This means listening for the reasons behind what is being said, even if the customer does not actually state what these are. Remember to make listening noises like yes, okay, I understand, and ask relevant and appropriate questions. Reflect feelings, repeat back key information, and summarise what has been said. You cannot possibly begin to build rapport until you demonstrate active listening to your customer. Using techniques to establish maximum rapport. The best rapport builders automatically alter the way they speak and move to suit the person they are talking to. When dealing with customers, you can use a simple and useful three-step technique to help convey understanding and establish rapport very quickly and effectively with the customer. Voice tone is said to be more than 5 times more influential than the actual words you speak. So, if you want to gain rapport, try to match the customer's voice in terms of the tone, the speed of speech, their breathing rate, volume, and pitch. Studies of top telesales people confirm that they actually do this, shifting their voice automatically to suit the person they are talking to. This step is called mirroring. If you were face to face, you would also try to align your body language in a subtle way. Of course, you cannot see the other person when you are on the telephone. Nevertheless, try to form a mental picture of the customer, because this will help you to have a sense of a real person rather than a disembodied voice. You may be surprised how quickly you build rapport by mirroring alone. Pacing goes a stage further by enabling you to keep in step with the other person, altering your speed of speech, volume, and voice tone to match. It is possible to do this only once the initial rapport has been established. Otherwise, it can come across like mimicry. You might then want to move on to leading them. This involves a gradual change in your speed of speech, voice tone, and volume in order to create a shift in the other person. For example, having gained rapport with an angry person, you are likely to want to calm them down. Little by little, you would reduce the volume and speed of your voice and adopt a more relaxed tone until the angry person is ready to communicate more calmly, resulting in a fruitful interaction for both parties. Similarly, if you are frustrated by the slowness of the other person, avoid showing any impatience, but rather slip into their rhythm and match it or mirror it. Once you have paced this and built rapport, you can then gradually increase the rate of your voice to lead them into a speedier way of communicating. Taking this a step further, we can also match the customer's preferred communication style. The three preferred communication styles are visual, auditory, and kinesthetic. Let's look at visual. This type of communication preference is where a customer prefers a face-to-face conversation to talking over the telephone. They can feel rather uncomfortable on the telephone because their preferred method of getting information is not possible, i.e. checking out the body language and facial expressions, i.e. what they can see. Customers with a visual preference tend to speak quickly in an unconscious attempt to keep pace with the pictures in their head. They will be more concerned with how something looks rather than how it feels or sounds to them. They will tend to use expressions and language like appears, seems, looks, aspect, perspective, sight, view, clear, fuzzy or vague, demonstrate, show, sketch, foresee, hindsight, short-sighted, look at, notice, observe, see, watch, picture, dream, glimpse, scene. So if your customer says, "I'm pretty hazy or vague about the benefits of this proposal," you could help to create rapport with a response like, "Well, let me give you a clear picture of the benefits for you," and use verbal language to describe the detail to them. Auditory. Those who demonstrate this preference often are fluent and articulate. Although they may tend to speak more slowly than the visually oriented customer, they like to hear themselves talk and will often do so for long periods of time. Their concern is more with how something sounds rather than how it feels or looks to them. So they will use expressions and language such as announce, communicate, proclaim, articulate, audible, expressive, loud, quiet, noisy, silent, call, ring, discuss, talk, express. Interview, question, give an account of. Outspoken, speechless, gossip. Tell, speak, mention or pronounce. So if your customer says, I've heard a little about this and I would like you to tell me more, you could help create rapport with them with a response like, I'm sure you'll like the sound of this. Let me tell you more about it. Kinesthetic. Customers who demonstrate this preference make sense of the world through their feelings. Since feelings can be hard to put into words, such people often speak more slowly. There may be pauses when they are asked a question. They base their decisions on gut feelings, and their words tend to have a physical quality: smell, taste, touch, and feeling. They will be more concerned with how something feels rather than how it looks or sounds to them. And so their language will tend to express itself with words like active, inactive, bearable, warm, calm, collected, feel, feelings, affected, emotional, hurt, painful, unbearable, stressful, tense, excited, hold, drive, control, steer, push, pull, handle, support, solid, firm, hunch, and intuition. And so if your customer says, I'm feeling a bit uncomfortable with the changes that have been made, you could help to create rapport with that by responding with, yes, I had a hunch you'd feel like that. If I walk you through the improvements, it may help you to grasp why we've made them. So, to show your customer that you are on the same wavelength during a conversation, listen out for the following verbal behaviour and reflect it back to them. What words and phrases are being used? What mood is the customer in? Is the customer talking big picture or high detail? Is the customer speaking fast or slowly? Loudly or quietly? Is the customer oriented to logic, results, or people? Recognizing and using the customer's preferred means of communicating are quite advanced skills, and they need to be developed and practiced. Beware of focusing so hard on the words that your customer uses that you lose contact with what they are really trying to communicate to you. And this ends the podcast on building rapport.